What if you could save a human life for just $3,500, the cost of a modest vacation? This question sits at the heart of effective altruism, a movement transforming how we think about charity and ethical living. Unlike traditional giving that follows emotional impulses, effective altruism demands evidence before committing resources. It challenges us to move beyond warm glow giving, making small donations that make us feel good without considering actual impact, toward a more calculated approach that maximizes positive change. Consider the Make-A-Wish Foundation's fulfillment of Miles Scott's dream to be Batkeg for a day, costing approximately $7,500. While heartwarming, this same amount could save at least 3 children's lives through malaria prevention. Effective altruists don't lack emotion. They simply prioritize doing the most good possible with limited resources. The movement has influenced tech billionaires like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, inspired thousands to redirect their careers, and channeled millions toward the world's most effective charities. As Warren Buffett noted when pledging 99% of his wealth, "If you're in the luckiest 1% of humanity, you owe it to the rest of humanity to think about the other 99%. Effective altruism shows us precisely how to fulfill that obligation. The intellectual foundations of effective altruism began with Peter Singer's 1972 essay arguing we should give until further giving would harm us more than help others. Singer practiced this himself, eventually donating 1/3 of his income. Zell Kravinsky advanced these ideas in 2004 by donating his $45 million fortune and a kidney to a stranger, refusing to value his life thousands of times above another's. As economists began testing anti-poverty programs, Holden Karnofsky and Eli Hassenfeld founded GiveWell to evaluate charities rigorously. At Oxford, Toby Ord's realization that he could donate $1 million over his career while living comfortably led him and Will McCaskill to establish Giving What We Can, promoting the 10% pledge. Julia Wise's blog, Giving Gladly, shows how ordinary people can make extraordinary impact. She and her husband, Jeff Kaufman, donate half their income through practical frugality, sharing housing, buying secondhand, and cooking at home. "We need people who can walk cheerfully over the world," she emphasizes. The movement includes diverse participants, from Harvard doctoral student Rima Hokama giving 5% of her $27,000 income to Celso Vieira, who earned a doctorate while donating 10 to 20% of his modest earnings despite cognitive challenges. While modest earners can do significant good through donations, some effective altruists pursue high-earning careers specifically to maximize their charitable impact, a practice called earning to give. Jim Greenbaum exemplifies this approach. His Jewish upbringing and Holocaust education instilled a strong sense of justice, leading him to adopt the principle that being a bystander to suffering is not an option. While critics worry about moral corruption in profit-focused environments, practitioners like Matt Wage report positive experiences. After Princeton, Wage chose finance and publicly committed to donate 50% of his income, finding both purpose and happiness in this path. Earning to give serves as a baseline for comparing ethical careers. Several alternatives can create greater impact through comparative advantage, matching unique skills to where they'll do the most good. Some work for meta-charities like 80,000 Hours or GiveWell, creating a multiplier effect by influencing others. Others pursue government or research careers, particularly in emerging fields like prioritization research. Starting organizations that address neglected problems can be especially impactful. Examples include Give Directly, which pioneered direct cash transfers to the extreme poor, and Su Chi, which Buddhist nun Chang Yen grew into a 7 million member disaster relief organization. What drives effective altruists to exceed conventional expectations? Not emotional empathy. Studies show people respond more strongly to individual cases than groups, even donating more to help one child versus 8 children needing the same treatment. Research shows those making utilitarian judgments actually display lower empathic concern. They're driven by rational recognition that all lives hold equal value and by sensitivity to the scale of impact they can achieve. Neuroscientist Joshua Green identifies two moral thinking modes: an intuitive point-and-shoot mode evolved for tribal survival, and a conscious manual mode for reasoning. Brain imaging reveals increased cognitive activity preceding utilitarian judgments, while cognitive loading reduces such decisions, suggesting reasoning is essential for consequentialist thinking. Yet effective altruists aren't purely calculating. As GiveWell's Holden Karnofsky notes, the pursuit of maximum impact itself drives their passion. The century-long rise in human reasoning abilities, the Flynn effect, may have enhanced our capacity for impartial moral thinking, what Steven Pinker terms a moral Flynn effect. Doing the most good requires evaluating which causes are most effective. Many philanthropic advisors avoid comparing causes, treating all as equally worthy, a critical error given the vast differences in impact. The contrast between domestic and international aid costs is stark. While a conjoined twin separation in Palo Alto costs $1 to $2 million, measles vaccination in developing countries costs $1, with each life saved costing about $80. A U.S. guide dog costs $40,000, while preventing blindness from trachoma internationally costs $20 to $100. Meaning one donation could either help one person or prevent 400 to 2,000 cases of blindness. Poverty looks radically different across regions. The U.S. poverty threshold is $16.34 per person daily, compared to the World Bank's extreme poverty line of $1.53. Americans in poverty have access to basic necessities like safe water, education, and healthcare, while hundreds of millions globally lack these fundamentals. Robert Wiblin calls this altruistic arbitrage, the chance to maximize impact by targeting neglected causes. His advice? Target groups you care about that other people mostly don't, and take advantage of strategies other people are biased against using. Despite headlines focused on violence, the world is becoming less violent and making significant progress in reducing suffering. Since 2009, child deaths from poverty-related causes have dropped from 10 million to 6.3 million annually, saving 10,000 children daily. Effective altruists use careful measurement to verify impact. Organizations like GiveWell evaluate charities rigorously to identify those delivering maximum impact per dollar, directing millions toward proven interventions like malaria prevention, deworming, and direct cash transfers to the extremely poor. The movement's members also track their individual giving, career impact, and lifestyle choices to optimize their positive influence and avoid common charitable giving pitfalls. Effective altruism revolutionizes charitable giving by challenging how we think about our obligations to others. It shifts our focus from simply, "Am I helping?" to, "How can I help the most?" transforming charity from occasional generosity into strategic impact. In a world of overwhelming needs and limited resources, effective altruism combines heart and head to maximize our impact. It shows that living ethically and living happily aren't in conflict, but complementary. By thoughtfully considering how to do the most good with our resources, we can make our compassion count while enriching our own lives.